Welcome, everybody. This is Eric Louvier. Welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to going over this material with you today. I think this is something that is very important that certainly moves the needle for many people to help them actually succeed at what it is that they're looking to succeed at, especially with online business, coaching, and you know, just make yourself a lot more money. So I want to talk about this and really unpack this and dig into it so you get it. But here, let's start off by explaining it like this. Talent doesn't usually replace discipline. Okay, so I think there's an insight here that if we can own this insight, it can really make a big difference in your online, you know, journey. So what happens a lot, and this is certainly the case for me, is there's certain things that I would say I'm talented at, right? And if you have certain things that you're talented at, you know, or really skillful at, some things that you're really good at, then you could get in this complacent zone, this arena where you don't fully do the disciplinary, repetitive tasks because you're talented at it, right? So talent, in my opinion, doesn't usually replace being highly disciplined. And I'll give you some examples in a second, but talent doesn't usually beat persistence. Okay, so if you're persistent at something on a daily basis, then you don't have to be talented at all. But as long as you're disciplined and persistent, then that'll trump talent. Eventually, your persistence and discipline will overcome. So if you have two different people, you have one person, Ricky, and this other person, Bobby, and Ricky is super talented, and Bobby is super not talented, but Bobby is consistent. So for example, let's just say this is a podcast. Let's just say podcasting. Let's say Bobby on a daily basis is just very consistent and disciplined and persistent and militant to record daily podcasts. And he gets them up online. He gets them published. He gets them distributed, edited, yada, yada, yada. Whereas Ricky, on the other hand, super good at podcasting, really talented, really good stuff. Real people love his content, right? But he's not persistent and he's not disciplined and he sort of just reacts. So he's more reactive versus proactive. And that's huge right there. You want to be proactive instead of reactive. You want to be on purpose, right? You want to be disciplined, scheduled, on purpose, and militant about what it is that you go about doing, especially certain things within your business. So, you know, this is something I battle. And so what I see is I'll see people who are really not that good, you know, just to be blunt, at content creation or podcasting, or maybe they don't have the gift of gab, right? Maybe they're not very good at speaking and they can't think on their feet and they can't maneuver like that. Like they have to read or something. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. But what I've seen with those people over the years, like I remember the very first time I did a live presentation online. And it was in a group teleseminar type of thing. And I wrote down, I was so nervous that the night before I wrote down everything that I was going to say. And people could chat on this teleseminar. So they were like chatting, you know, explaining, you know, they could chat while I was talking. And I glanced and I saw somebody had said, Is it cool if we do presentations like this and just read? Or should we just speak from the heart? And I was like, oh, they could tell I'm reading. Oh, man. And I was so embarrassed, right? But here's the thing. Like, if you were to do a podcast and you just read your podcast, over time you're going to get better and better and better at reading your podcast. But also you're going to get better and better and better at your discipline to create the content. And when it really comes, you know, push to shove, your podcast, the more frequently you do it, the more, you know, you're going to get, you know, SEO rankings, the more Apple's going to show you around or the other podcast platforms, the more listeners start subscribing to you. So really the volume becomes really important. Now, I know quality is super important as well, because if you have a low quality podcast, well, people aren't going to listen to you, right? But the more often you're disciplined, then you get better and better at doing it. And even though you may never be a gift of gab type of person, You'll get better and better at laying out what your podcast is about. You'll get better and better at delivering value. You'll get better and better at connecting with your audience. You know, you'll get better and better at building a loyal following or raving fans the more often you do it. I remember this one podcaster many years ago. He was, in my opinion, relatively unknown in the marketplace. At least I had never heard of him. But then, you know, his podcast got really big. And I remember listening to him on an interview where he said he was so frustrated that he just decided that every day he was going to record a podcast no matter what. And that was just all he was going to do, is just make sure that every single day he recorded a podcast and, you know, got it up there every day. And it turned into a very successful podcast that's still very successful to this day. And he's very well known and does very, very well. And that kind of put him on the map. And I'm not saying that he's not talented, because he is, absolutely. I'm just saying that that discipline is really what moves the needle. That discipline is really what makes the difference. So someone could be like a talented writer, for example, but only writes a few times per year. Now, I'm not saying that that person can't be successful if they're extremely talented. Maybe they're so talented that, you know, they're like Stephen King or somebody, and they come out with a book every couple of years or whatever. Not that I read Stephen King, this is the first person that popped in my head. Tom Clancy or something. Then John Grisham. Then you know, that is, you know, or, you know, maybe a movie director like Quentin Tarantino or Robert Rodriguez, you know, just different types of people who are extremely talented. But did they do that to get to where they're at? Or did they work extremely hard and were extremely disciplined until finally they broke through and they have a big enough following that they can afford to go a big distance between production, right? So they can write a book every 4 years, or they can create a movie every 3 years, or they can, you know, compose a song every 2 years, whatever it is. So I want you to understand that. And speaking of Robert Rodriguez, I remember one time I was watching a video of his, and he was talking about, and it's probably still on YouTube somewhere, but he was doing a class on movie school, film school, and he was like teaching these wannabe directors. And he said, you know, you're a director and you're a creative. You guys are creatives, but you need to learn the technical side of movie production. You can't just be a creative. You know, you need to learn the technical side of film production. Because here's the thing, as a creative, innovative person, which, you know, I am, I believe myself to be more a creative, innovative person than a technical minded person. Like the book Rocket Fuel is a great book that explains the two different types of entrepreneurial minds. One is the integrator, which would be the technical type of person, or the operational type of person, the person that thinks that way. And then there's the more tactical person. And then there's the strategic person, the visionary. They call them the visionary in that book. Rocket Fuel, good book. So in the book, you know, it talks about two different people. But this director, Robert Rodriguez, you know, Spy Kids, and, you know, he's done a lot of movies. So he lives out here in Austin. So this director said, now you guys who are creative, you need to learn the technical. And, you know, you can learn the tech. And you're going to be much better as a director by learning the technical. Learning the ins and outs of being the technical intricacies of film production, you're going to be a much, much, much better director. Because as a creative, you have the ability to go learn the technical. But the technical people, it's really hard for them to go be creative, innovative. It's like almost, I mean, I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's harder for them to naturally be creative. Just like a person who has the gift of gab can easily just, like, you could throw me on stage right now at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, with, you know, after a couple glasses of bourbon, and, you know, put me up on stage, and I'll rock for 5 hours nonstop. I could talk for 5 hours and just teach, share, interact with the audience. They can ask me questions, and we're off to the races. Like, you're going to wear out before I wear out, because it's my unique ability. It's what one of the gifts God gave me to help serve others like you and help, right? So I have that ability somewhat, at least I believe I do. And, you know, but technically, I'm not very good at technical stuff or the detail-oriented things. But I can do it. When I apply myself to it, I can do it, right? I can hunker down and learn Facebook ads. I can hunker down and learn, you know, Adobe Illustrator. I can hunker down and learn ClickFunnels or whatever. That the detail-oriented intricacies of what it takes to generate a lot of revenue online is not something I naturally gravitate towards. But I could do it if I, you know, hunker down, focus, hyper-focus, and make myself do it. Now, the things that I'm just more natural at, creating content, speaking, writing, all that, I may not be very disciplined at that because I could do it at any given moment, at any given time. And so a lot of times I just wait for inspiration to hit. You know what I mean? Like, I may not write until I feel, like, pulled to write, inspired to write, you know? And I love to write. But, like, you know, and then what happens is maybe months go by and I didn't write a thing. Like, or didn't write anything compelling. I certainly didn't use the gifts that God gave me to write a report or a book or anything that's going to help my brothers and sisters on planet Earth. But if I was disciplined and, like, every day or every other day, or I scheduled it Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 2 p.m., I'm writing. Don't bother me for an hour. I'm going to go sit, you know, in front of the computer and just write. Well, first of all, I'm going to be super fulfilled. Just even thinking about that just turns me on right now. You know, I'd be like, oh, that would be amazing. I get to sit down for an hour and write. Like, I get to do that. Like, that's joy for me, okay? Like, I love doing it, right? Or just recording, like, a content like this. Love doing it. Love speaking. Love teaching. Love sharing. I love it, right? So for me, I could just do it anytime. But what happens is I will just rely on when I'm inspired to do it. Kind of like drawing. Like, I'm a decent drawer, nothing world class, but when I was younger, I used to draw all the time. Like, I would literally go in my bedroom and draw. My daughter's like this now. She's very artistic. But as a kid, I just loved drawing and creating and innovating, you know, with a piece of paper and pencils and, you know, rulers and you know, all that. But over the years, like, I stopped doing it and only did it when I was inspired to draw. And usually it's when I saw someone else who drew something really cool and that inspired me to want to draw. Like, for example, one of my son's friends drew this really awesome picture of a fish. Like, he's into fishing and all that. And I'm like, oh, man, I want to draw. I'm going to draw like a, you know, like a rainbow trout or something. Like, so for me, it something inspires me and then I start doing it. Well, unfortunately, I will be the first to admit, right here in public, that's ridiculous. I need to be scheduled, I need to be militant, I need to be disciplined, and I need to do this because this is what I was created to do. I need to serve you. I need to serve my brothers and sisters on planet Earth. And if I'm not being disciplined, if I'm not being scheduled, if I'm not being militant, if I'm not being persistent, then it's not going to happen. And I'm waiting to be inspired to do something. Well, this is what a lot of people do. So, in, you know, that Robert Rodriguez, the director, said, if you're technical, then it's hard for you to do the creative. But if you're creative, you could do the technical. Ain't too big of a problem. You just got to get disciplined, make yourself do it. Now, with that in mind, technical people tend to be more disciplined if they want to get what it is they want. So a technical person will be someone who works all the time. I remember playing college baseball, and there was like we would be flat. I would be flat exhausted, right? I mean, just exhausted from the workouts and the school and just everything. And as soon as baseball practice was over, like around 5 o'clock, I'm ready to go eat dinner at the cafeteria and go to the dorm and go to sleep, right? I'm just exhausted. But there was always these few kids, right, on the team, and they were like geeks to me because they would always just, like, go do more. They, like, couldn't get enough. In our off days, they're, like, going to the field and playing home run derby and, you know, or, you know, I remember on Halloween, like, we were going to go party and, you know, get some kegs and stuff. And, like, these few kids, like, went to the batting cages to go work on their curveballs or, you know, hitting a curveball. I'm just like, you guys are crazy. You're making us look bad, first of all, because, you know, we're not working as hard as you are. But they weren't as good. I just didn't remember any of them being, like, unbelievable baseball players. Like, there was, you know, 5-6 guys on the team who were really good, right, that we all looked up to. They were like, man, these guys are really awesome. Like Chad Fox, who went to the show, played on TV. Like, there was some players that were really good. And I was like, there's these other players. I was like, they're not really that good. They're okay. They're serviceable. But they were over there all the time, just practicing all the time. And amazingly, later on in life, I remember coming across an old teammate of mine. We just happened to see each other out at a concert. And he's like telling me, you remember so-and-so? And then, you know, he stayed there at the school and the university I transferred. But he's like, remember so-and-so? Remember so-and-so? And then he's like telling me about his different players. And he's like, they all went pro. They went to the minors. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He went to the minors? And he was like, yeah, and then this guy went to the minors too. And I was like, that guy went to – those are the guys that used to be geeks where they would go play home run derby instead of going to the parties with us. And it's like they were so disciplined that as a freshman and sophomore in college, I didn't play beyond my sophomore year. They kept playing. They kept practicing. They kept putting in the work. They kept being disciplined. By the time they were juniors or seniors or redshirt seniors, they were stars. And they went to the minors and they played – for years in the minors and did very well. My point is that discipline, persistence, being militant, sticking to it over a long period of time is where the reward is. That's what's going to really move the needle. So talent can be disciplined. And if you take talent and you make it disciplined, then that's when you get the really, really big results. Consistent, constant, repetitive, disciplined actions over a long period of time is what moves the needle. I mean, like, I think I'm pretty good on videos a lot of times. One take and I'm done. I don't need to, like, record a bunch of different takes. I don't, like, stutter my words and then, like, oh, let's redo it. You know, cut, let's do it again. Like, I can knock it all out pretty good. If not on the first take, at least the second take. Rarely do I need to go third take. But if I did a video every day, I would get light years better and better and better at what I already am strong at. So again, you don't have to be talented to succeed greatly. Those technical people that can't go out there and be creative very easily can be disciplined. And if they can be disciplined, they're going to beat the talented people every day of the week and twice on Sunday anyway. So you can be serviceable, yet relentlessly persistent, pig-headed, stubbornly persistent, militant, persistent. That's what moves the needle. That's what makes the difference. That's what brings you the fortunes online. That's what's going to make your business succeed. You will be damn glad that you were persistent. A year from now, you look back and you're like, I did a video every damn day for a whole year. And look where I'm at now. I'm so glad I did those videos every single day. It changed my life. But when I first started doing those videos, it was crickets. No one paid attention. I wasn't that great at it, but I just started being disciplined. I just kept getting better, kept connecting with my audience, kept learning and seeing new insights on how to deliver value to people. New creative ways came around because I was watching others and saw what they were doing, and I applied certain things to what I was doing. I just kept getting better and better until eventually my discipline paid off, my ship came in, and I hit pay dirt, baby. That's the power of discipline. I need a whole bunch of it because I rely on talent. A lot of times I just rely on talent, and that's not good enough. To go to the next level, persistence is what's going to get you there. If it's not scheduled, it doesn't happen. Work on being productive. Work on your time management. Schedule this stuff. Get super persistent and watch the needle move. Watch the results. Watch the difference that happens in your business, in your life, when you take one task and you do it repetitively over a long period of time. I would recommend that you pick one. Podcasting, do it all the time. Writing, if that's your thing, do it all the time. You know, writing articles, blogging, do it all the time. Social media posting, do it all the time. Get into the guts of one thing. Like, pick one thing right now, and you probably already know what it is, and just do it consistently and make yourself a mission, a pact with yourself, promise yourself, make a contract with yourself that you're going to do this 5 days a week or every day. Like, you're going to do a podcast once a week, or you're going to do a podcast
three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or you're going to do an article like three times a week. You're going to post 10 times a day on social media. You're going to record a video once a day or three times a week or something like that that you're going to do on a really consistent basis. And the needle's going to start to move and you're going to start seeing results. And then the next thing you know, you're going to get bigger results. And then boom, your ship comes in. Pick something, get super serious about sticking to it, and watch what happens. All right, I'm out of here. He gone. See ya. Battle this day.